Begin the current daf. Sechz about the zara daf mem dal. Begin the middle. Begin the tazmach. Begin the words. The gemara. Nachal kidron. Ain megadol tzmachim. Oh, the kidron valley. That it doesn't grow over there. Now, mashmat sounds like a b'shar mekaymis, but in other places, shchikras klimatches grinding down metal vessels that metal shavings megadol tzmachim would actually help sprouts grow. But for kosher is difficult because the parakis adam the gemara chol na peches and bez look up at the taste of the maschah shchikas. Come, the gemara says imachas meshchikas klimatches. You cannot do kis adam with the metal vessel. Because it has to be something that can help things grow, and metal doesn't. The Hashem says, you can say, is the luchudei, no, it itself, doesn't cause things to sprout. But when it's being fertilized in the ground, it does grow sprouts. It actually causes and assists for things to sprout. Another part you could say is kishon nisraf, when it's burnt. K'may egel, like by the calf, magal tzmachem, then it does help things grow. But hasam ayibalei sreifa, it's talking about without being burnt. In that Gemara, chulun. There are different places in Nachal Kidron that some do sprout, some don't. Which says Hayochel Tarts Digmor could have just answered the gardeners, the farmers were from different places. They just came over there to get the blood that's flowing out. But they actually in Nachal Kidron itself, nothing actually sprouts. Next says Mat begin the Digmor Mafle Tzanis. Petrikon Rashi explained Tzanis Mufle an incredible amount of scoffery. Now British Rabbi Saint Pasha told us Yitzchok. That Terech says to Avram, "Mafli, please. What do you mean, mafli to me? Claim another word. Lamata maligle. What are you making a joke out of me? What do you mean? You think the bigger avodah zarah really smashed the smaller ones? Chimpesh ba'aruch and erich pella. That means making a joke. So mafli tzanis is like a mockery from this latzanis, which is this mafzalusa that she had. The next is not the beginning of the but if I remember, but it says v'chizah v'chulu. Now umestama presumably lo hishlich liyam melech that they didn't throw it into the Dead Sea. Why? The Kibbutz Jabala Saba Maisa, since Kama tells the story, if it did throw it to the sea, it should have said, Kibbutz Mefarish Bahoylech, like it continues to explain, Bir Hanachal Kidron, that this getting rid of it, the calf in Nachal Kidron. Now, Mavagabashim Mefarish Zayla Ruach, even though it doesn't say that they winnowed it to the wind, yeah, Zay and Tzach, that you don't need, because Ki Achar Shayin Nishchak, since it's grinded down, and Melhoy Nizik, of course, it's going to be scattered. So therefore, that was the question that presumably that you see that they just scattered and they didn't throw it to the Yam HaMelech. Because in saying the story, you would have said, scattered, that you don't have to say it's not when you say grounded, that means they scattered to the wind. But then it says, you can say, wait, it's the Rabbanon, Pesamach, the Gemara, the Rabbanon, shortly, the Maisim may be Sarfa Beva Eish, that they bring from that, they burnt it in the fire. My Kushi, Hila Rabbi Yasi, why is that difficult to Rabbi Yasi? Kim Shalai Hizkil HaShalich HaLiyam. Doesn't say that they threw it into the sea. No, that story is not coming to say the story of how David HaMelech got rid of the Avodah Zarah. But Lamech is just saying that they left their Avodah Zarah. So therefore, that's not difficult. Meaning, according to the Chachamim, you're asking Rabbi Yisi. What do you mean? It doesn't say either what you guys said, what the Chachamim said has to be that they have to throw it to the sea. And I say no because they're not coming to say the actual story. Of what they did with it, how they got rid of it, by the story of David HaMelech. Like it says, "Master begins the Gemara." Can't claim Shabbat Itai Gitti. This is before Itai Gitti came. So it says, "It's a wonder." You're telling then they had to burn it because they didn't have this guy. Even though they didn't have a guy on their team, why couldn't they force a guy like we had the Gemara previously on Daf Mem Gimel? Previously adopted, they could force a guy to do it. Void more of a labaya according to the Mishnah that he previously had answered on Daf Mem Beis. That kisha pachsa, the Jew can't not be battle only when he dents it. Abul b'shavira, but when he breaks up al Yisrael, mavatla b'skachab b'shalab b'skachab, and even the Jew can nullify the avodah zarah non-Jew. So lama l'shavu, why didn't they just break it? There's chilek between avodah zarah b'shalais l'shamatcha. There's a difference between avodah zarah made out of wood or out of metal. Wood they can mavatla. That's the stories before, but metal like here by David they cannot be mavatla. Chinish turitz miyushalmi. That's how there are answers in Yerushalmi that kamishalais kamishalmatcha. The difference is by wood they could, and by metal they cannot. There was a magnet in it. Now, Tzitz explained to Yeshiva, Kisa Bachusei, when he was sitting on his throne, Menicha, he would put on the throne, the Eben She'eba Shekul Lamala, and the submerged magnet would pull it upwards. How Eben She'eba is Chakuka Beneza, but it's not like the magnet was engraved in the crown itself. It was in the throne, and that would pull it up. He put the crown with the place of the tefillin and it fit him. Pidush, in other words, then that's God. That's a great miracle. Why is that? Because shasham in the reish ogel, that part of the head is not perfectly round. But the crown was perfectly round. But even so, Yisamuchavanus was precise. Mishavas Bereishin is set exactly on his head, and that was the miracle that showed that he was royal malchus.